Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
6:03 a.m., all is well. I'm sorry, that's what it sounded like there.
I did think he had a very positive take on a season that had a very abrupt and alarming ending.
It's okay, man. Excuse me. It's not okay. The end of the season is not okay. I got to have fun with his comments because he's not going to come out there and say, hey, guys, like these guys all got to go. I picked a bunch of soft players, and we have a serious problem. Like, he's not going to say that. So I tend to not get all worked up over what he says. I did think he had some good points about his basketball team. There were a couple things. I'm just like, yeah, you're saying it to get through it, and I'm fine with that. I mean, it is, hate to say it, it is what it is, but in so many ways, that's what it is, and we have to go through it because you have to ask. See, the thing is, you have to ask him these questions. You have to have it because you have to speak to the media. You have to talk to the fans. You have to go through the conduit of the fans. And there is a feeling, I think, that when things aren't good, when things are good, I don't think anybody cares. And if he wants to go and do his own podcast or something like that, or we sat down with so-and-so with Cavs Media and did that, I don't think anybody's bothered by that. When things are good, when things are bad, there is something to be, all right, you're standing there or you're at a podium, you're at the dais, and you're on the firing line of a bunch of different questions. Whether or not people think those are good or bad questions or whatever, there is something there to, you have your moment to say, to ask anything basically within reason. And even at times we've seen during some of these press conferences, some of the questions that are asked are memorable and maybe not within reason. We don't see that much with the Guardians because they really don't have much to answer to over the last how many years because they've been a pretty successful franchise. The Browns have been mostly bad with some good mixed in there that I hold on and cherish dearly. The Cavs have been mostly good, but when it's been bad, it's been really bad. So I don't know. I listened to Coby Altman live yesterday. I did not sit there and seethe with anger over perceived lies or anything like that. I think that he's going to try to. I don't think that he's going to just stick with the core four. I think he's going to, if there's avenues to get better, I think he's going to try to find those avenues.
Well, so that's that right there is, I think, a defining part of the conversation because yesterday, immediately after the press conference, the texts I was getting from both media people and just fans, friends of mine, were he's keeping the team together. He's running it back. I think running it back was the most frequent text I got. And I would just say, I'd wait just a second on that. I would
hold Lyman only. Knows.
No. I don't have any. I wish I don't have any kind of inside information. I just know that if you were to go back to the end of the year closing press conference, the exit meetings back in 2022, I think you had a similar type of press conference, and then September 3rd rolled around and they got Donovan Mitchell. I don't think the words yesterday necessarily 100% guarantee that Jared Allen, Darius Garland, along with Evan Mobley and Donovan, I think obviously, are pretty close to set in stone unless there was a crazy domino, a bunch of dominoes that started falling. But I think you're pretty safe in knowing those two guys are going to be there. I think the Darius and Jared Allen part of it, Jared Allen especially, I would not be surprised at all to see a move involving him. Or then, any pieces and parts in addition to that.
Funny you bring up
Jared Max Allen. Struess. I don't even know Max Struess, I thought, was played some of his best basketball of the year this year up until the final game. Sometimes you just got to move guys to get, deals done that you see as helping your team and getting stronger, either fortifying around your nucleus. I don't think you can look at it right now and just guarantee that Kobe's not making moves.
So I'm glad you brought that
up. Just because he said so.
Yeah, because I think, honestly, he can't say, all these guys' asses are on the line. Well, they have guaranteed contracts, so there's only so many things that they can move for.
And
so,
they could be back next year. Yeah, maybe there aren't moves.
Yeah.
Maybe they fail in making trades.
Like, you can't go, and I know, Ken, you guys are being soft on him, and you accuse them of being soft. I understand that. But he knows that he still has to put a team together, and he can't go in there and do a Bud Adams and create dissension and basically torpedo his own Bud Adams owned a football team. Can't torpedo his own basketball team when he goes and he does something like that. So he's got to remain judicious, and he's got to say not the right things. I don't know if they're the right things, because I don't think they're things that people want to hear. I don't think that people want to hear that they're bringing back the core four. I think that a lot of people want some sort of a shakeup.
I think some do,
but I think they're in the minority. I think that they have their favorite players, and as long as you don't touch their favorite player, they're okay with it. But I think that right now, I'm sure I received some blowback. I didn't really check, but I'm sure I received some blowback on the Mobley-Giannis conversation yesterday. I think that anything needs to be considered right now. I mean, you're at your tipping point. And I think no matter what, and people need to realize this, is that with Donovan's contract, you're about a two-year window anyway. So you can say, well, it's a win-now move. You're kind of already in win-now. So Evan has to jump that much higher. So that's why it's like, hey, Giannis is a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous player. That's why I go back to that so much. But I want to play some audio here, because there's some former Cavaliers who had some strong comments. Now, I brought this up yesterday, and I kind of avoided it because Kendrick Perkins was on the pod, and not the biggest fan in the world. But I have a lot of respect for Channing Frye and Richard Jefferson, and obviously they host the Road Trippin' podcast. Here's Channing Frye. You mentioned Jared Allen. Here's Channing Frye on Jared Allen's postseason performance. These are strong comments.
Jared Allen is not a playoff big man. He is not physically dominant. He is not aggressive. Is he a good dude? Absolutely. Is he a great regular season all-star caliber player? Absolutely. Do you know what bothered me the most about that series? Do you ever watch the film when DeAndre Hunter got hit in his stomach and everyone ran over? Mm-hmm. Do you ever watch when there's a little scuffle where he is at all times? At some point, as the main dude, the biggest dude on your team, you got to f*** somebody up once in a while. He is a great NBA player. If you want to win a chip, no other big man respects him. Miles Turner was whooping his ass. Pascal Siakam was going at him. You look at that Knicks series 3 years ago, they were dogging him out. I don't care what he works on this summer. He got to work on this and this.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Keep yourself in shape. Keep the fro tight. Work on those two things because you're being exposed now as soft.
That's strong stuff. That is strong stuff. I can't say it's wrong or unfounded.
Yeah, the hard part with him is he has been such an awesome, awesome guy in the locker room. He's been such an awesome interview. He's quirky, but doesn't sound like NBA players, how we perceive really any athletes, because it sounds like he wants to go to Comic-Con and then, you know, just go hang out afterwards and play video games or something. And he doesn't sound like a lot of athletes that get criticized, not just here, but just anywhere.
Yeah.
So you're like, man, what a fun that. I mean, how many games over the last few years, just after wins with Jared, he's won so many games. Are they just acting like high school kids in the locker room afterwards? And we're like, man, the vibes are immaculate with this team. We say all the time. And thank God we don't have the drama of LeBron and Kyrie. Oh, my God, the walking on eggshells around that every day. But then you also see why, guys don't take you seriously at times. They do wonder. They do wonder if you can be cutthroat enough, if you can get serious enough, if you can understand the stakes. Like Donovan, we don't associate Donovan, by the way. Like Donovan's not doing a lot of the childish stuff that the guys do. Remember the chain, the let him know chain?
Yeah.
It didn't even seem like Donovan was all in on that as much as the other guys. That seemed like a younger guys, that next generation of Cavs, were but into that.
You talk about that drama. I think naturally that drama is going to find them because you are reaching a tipping point here. It's been 3 years. I think that some of those guys got to be tired of getting called soft. And I think eventually, you know, as the pressure starts to mount of, are you going to break through? There's going to be some drama. There's going to be some guys who get frustrated with each other. That I think that's natural of any team that's trying to compete. Things get tight, and you want each other to pull your own. And we've gone through. I think we're done, guys. I think we're done with the whole hunky dory, as you mentioned, the chain and all that stuff. I think we're done with that. I think we're done being kids. I think we probably should have been done being kids a while ago. But I think that this is, if you want to talk drama, I think the drama's on its way. And I think it's not the type of fit in, fit out, meeting at a vacation spot under canopies type of stuff. Like that was a different time in the sports history. And I don't know if we're ever going to see something like that again, especially with the new CBA. Those were wild times. So separate those. But I think that there will be, you know, you remember now Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. There were always rumors and they had to break through. You know, can these guys coexist? Do they really like playing with each other? Can they actually do it? I'm thinking we're probably going to reach that point. I think we're probably going to reach that point with this nucleus.
That question is if you've already reached it and whether or not they feel.
Maybe they have.
Like this whole toughness question that has been pervasive. You know, yeah, these are some guys, like some former Cavs that are talking about it on a podcast. But then it was a reoccurring theme. It was something that I think everybody picked up on, not only outsiders. It wasn't just haters, right? It was the locker room. They all talked about needing more toughness. Every guy that had a mic shoved in front of them at the end of the year mentioned toughness in some capacity. And so it boils down to a bigger philosophical question in sports. Can you work on toughness, yeah, or do you have to go get the tough guys?
Well, I think you can. I think you can get tougher. I know a lot of people disagree with me, though. I think you can get tougher here. 216-474-0092. I think you can, because I think it's the basic of what you need out of any human, out of any competitor, that there is a, hey, you're going to have to get tougher. Now, I think that there's guys who are they have that sixth gear and they can just find it and they can push past all that, and they're almost borderline psychotic type of people. I don't know if I'm asking Jared Allen to be that, but I really think that you can work on being tougher here. You can become, I don't know if you work on it, but you become tougher. You learn to push through these sort of things. Kobe Altman, I think he kind of agrees.
I think there's a mental toughness that you have to get through going through these failures in the playoffs. There's a mental toughness that we're going to have to get to that a lot of the Pacers had. We haven't got there yet.
In, you know, professional sports, I could talk about this. I think at some levels it's kind of sick. But, like, you see this in other walks of life. People come in, they're clay, they've decided that they want to be a part of a certain walk of life. They are broken down, and then they are built back up into the way that the person who is building them up wants them to be. I see that built all the time. I think you see that built with certain ways where if a person goes and they decide, hey, I got the grades, I want to be a part of West Point, I want to be a part of the Naval Academy, I want to be a part of the Air Force. Like, there is a breaking down and a building up of, this is the way that we live our lives. It's a lifestyle. And I think that that's the next step, is that, yeah, you can have your moments, but there is a lifestyle here that if you want to be able to achieve it, you have to be able to break through. And the very best are able to do that.
You know, the Pacers, he said those guys are there. I mean, Mathurin's 22, Nemhart, Nesmith, 25, Halliburton, 25.
Yeah.
Okay, they had Pascal Siakam, who's on a championship team. They made a big swing. They made a huge trade, which changed the trajectory of the Eastern Conference, changed everything. 2 years ago, we didn't see it at the time. Yeah. We didn't think that that was going to make a difference, but it's okay. They went out and got one, and maybe that was a big part of it. Maybe helping mold those younger guys.
He talked about Miles Turner a ton, too, and how he went from a guy back when they were first-round exit Pacers who didn't really do much to being their tough guy now.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong in that there are guys in the league that do develop over time, become different players. You know, Andre Iguodala was a scorer, and, you know, people had some questions about him early on. So there are guys that it can change. Okay, I don't want to make it seem like it's not possible, but I was telling you, like, I got a message yesterday from somebody who works in sports and said, my line of work, you can't just flip a switch and think you're tough. Not a developmental thing. You have it or you don't. You can't just get tougher. Guys, toughness sometimes doesn't change. I've seen it my whole career working in it. And this is a big philosophical question that they have to really trust themselves on, right, in making decisions. Because Kobe's done a great job of drafting. He's done a great job of assembling a roster, pouncing on the trades that make sense. Some guys have certainly gotten better, right?
Yeah.
Toughness. Do you truly believe that certain guys on that roster are just going to be different guys?
I think there's certain guys. I think the question is, can Jared Allen be? Because I want to play these comments again, because I got a theory about these coming up a little bit later on.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.